Roadhouse.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and Joey. You thought I was say giant, didn't you? No, Joey Valentine is joining us because he has a gripe. He has a complaint. He wrote into the show, oh my God, I cannot have this at all. Oh, pity, pity me. I am Joseph Valentine, and you cannot be talking about my beloved Patrick Swayze like that. So he's joining us because we did a show, as you heard, about
Roadhouse.
And he basically just, like, he did not approve. He was like, no, 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 no. You cannot do that. So welcome to the show. It is another Friday, another episode of Nerds Talking, the podcast. And Laura also has watched both Roadhouse movies.
Sure have.
Roadhouses.
Even though there's three Roadhouses, she's only watched two. We'd not That's dare not talk canon. Of the second
Wait,
one.
I've never seen Roadhouse 2. Has anyone seen it?
It is
no,
canon.
I've read the synopsis. No, I oh, no. Okay. I would dare not to after I read what was going on.
Oh, I saw the preview for it on YouTube, and I was like, what the like, wow, this is
I don't think you'd like
shit.
It, Joey, because Dalton gets murdered.
Yep, at the beginning.
Oh, I've always sworn that movie off because I knew it would just break me. I knew that there was no way I could watch it.
Was it Patrick Swayze? I imagine it wasn't. It was a...
No,
well, no,
he
no.
wasn't in it.
What happened just off camera?
Off screen.
I don't think they even... show it. I just his son, which the timeline doesn't work because 1989, this movie came out in 2006. This kid would be 16 years old, and he's supposedly a DEA agent turned cooler and helps his uncle with a bar trying to find the guy who murdered his dad, Dalton. So the timeline doesn't work. So
not gonna lie though, you made it sound
stupid.
Better than the preview.
I'm looking at it right now, and I don't see anyone named Dalton in it. I see a guy named Jonathan Shaysh.
No, he's not Shane in it, though. It's just an off-screen mention of, you
his
know.
Dad. I thought you said he was Dalton. His son.
He Trying is.
Find my father's. I don't even know. Who cares?
Shane Tanner, the son of legendary cooler named Dalton.
There you
okay,
go.
So uh-huh. He took his mother's name, I guess.
Yes. Because
Jake Busey's in it. Well, now it might actually be worth a watch. That guy's as crazy as his fucking daddy, man.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to watch it. Okay, yeah. Maybe even I'll do a YouTube video on it too, man. That'd be fun.
I think you can watch it on YouTube. I think somebody put it up there. So.
Excellent. Okay, but, we'll cover that another day because I have a lot of griping to do about your terrible
after...
opinion about the original vessel of Roadhouse 1989
opinion?
Patrick Swayze.
Listen, after now you know that what happened to Dalton, that he got murdered, and you know that for that he never got married, he's a bastard father. He just like because the son didn't even take his name, so he wasn't a good guy. Okay, so how does that make you feel now about Roadhouse?
That's not canon, that is bullshit. That's
not.
Patrick Swayze would have never approved of that storyline, and he would have fucking, and then they would have stayed
and he
didn't, together.
Because we know what happened. Nice try, buddy. Anyway,
right,
let's
listen.
Continue.
I'm not even, you've soiled the name of Dalton enough. It's my turn to talk. I was livid, man. I mean, it's all in good fun, right? But I was sitting there because you said Lafayette. You were like, this is just, this is a bad movie, and Carlos was like, horrible, just. Awful. And I was sitting there like driving and I was punching my steering wheel and I was like, I need to be on this fucking show right now because you cannot badmouth Roadhouse like
when you
that.
When you got home, did you rage jerk off?
I no, it's such an odd question to ask me.
Roadhouse.
There you go. Boom.
No, I did not road rage house my dick. Okay,
I will
so
say,
let's
say what makes it a lot better because I also watched Roadhouse for I don't remember the how manyth time. What makes it better is the riff track edition of Roadhouse, which is the guys who did Mystery Science Theater 3000.
They're incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And they do. It's just the audio. And so we have several movies in our house that are just, they're automatically overlaid with their commentary. And it's the only way to watch Roadhouse. That is all I will say.
I'm going to have
Joey's going to let us know.
That,
Joey,
I haven't seen it. Well, let's
give
see.
Us
I want
your Roadhouse.
To,
okay?
I should have taken notes because you said so many things and I was driving, so I wasn't able to type them down. But first of all, let's take this movie for what it is. It's a product of its time.
Piece
okay.
Of shit.
And you also, you first of all, you compared Jake Gyllenhaal and Patrick Swayze's bodies, saying that Gyllenhaal has a superior body. Yeah.
Well,
I disagree.
Of course he did.
Gyllenhaal may have been bigger. Patrick mm-hmm. Swayze was lean, mean fucking muscle. He could move faster. See that knife he dodged? Remember? Mm-hmm. He was all cool and shit. He was like,
for God's sakes, man. He's a ballet dancer at a camp trying to screw a 16-year-old.
Yeah, right? I know. That was fucking dope, man. That's Roadhouse right there, man.
Roadhouse.
Okay, and I will say that I agree with you guys that he had the better body, but this is 2024 versus 1989. Creatine has not entered the bodybuilding thing. Mm. Steroids did, but it's not the same thing. Like the way that people look cut now in movies is not how they look.
You're trying
back
to tell me Gyllenhaal cheated?
No, Gyllenhaal definitely.
It's not cheating. Into that shape, I don't care what you do.
But he was in better shape.
Cheating.
And it was a better fighter than Swayze. You know why?
Oh, just yeah.
Swayze could move and dodge a knife. Gyllenhaal took the knife. I'm like, just put it in my abs right here. I'm going to take it with me.
Yeah, with all that fake creatine muscle, hard to break through the skin.
Well,
and Swayze was lean.
I will say about the fighting style is that Swayze, as cool as Patrick Swayze is, he is so clearly a dancer and not a fighter.
Oh, yeah.
So many jump kicks.
Did you say a diddler or a dancer?
No, he's a trans woman.
Oh.
Yeah, you see that feathered hair?
No, you're not that far off.
You know
but,
what,
I
Carlos?
Mean, just so many jump kicks.
Did you see that jump shot they did when he was attacking the main protagonist, the bad guy? The way he just kind of like pirouetted in the air and took the shot from underneath. Percent. I'm like, what is this?
He was pirouetting all over the place, and he is a wonderful dancer. A wonderful dancer.
Yes, he is.
But not a wonderful.
He's not a fighter.
Dirty dancer.
No.
What, and boxers not, fucking not, dance, right? It's the same
not
thing.
The
you're
same.
Dodging,
not the
you're
same.
Dodging punches. No. Patrick Swayze is light on his feet, man. It means he's dodging punches and shit. You know, and Jake Gyllenhaal is this stubby little meat chunk. You think that Patrick Swayze couldn't kick his fucking ass?
No.
Come on.
No.
You know what? This reminds me of the OJ trial, and you are OJ's defendant. You're just trying so hard right now. But so we're going to let you. We're going to give Joey his opening statement. All right.
The body doesn't fit, and you're full of shit.
Joey, opening statement of why Roadhouse 89 is superior to Roadhouse 2020.
Well, I'm going to probably spend a lot of time trying to concentrate on the things that you bagged on. Like you were talking about the guys that got shaken down and how that was bullshit and all this. Okay, so let's start with that, actually. Glenn Wesley's running this rinky fucking town, okay? And you were talking about, he's only muscling up on three or four guys, right? But see, here's one thing I really had a problem with you guys saying. You said, why doesn't he just take over the Double Deuce or whatever? He's running the liquor in Double Deuce. Do you not remember that? They cut off his liquor supply. That's his money paying for the liquor going in there.
Oh, no. I said he's in the Double Deuce. He didn't want to take it over. My thing was, why is he like harassing it so much? It made no sense. Why is he like such an ass to the... Oh,
because he doesn't want it cleaned up.
I understand, but it's so stupid.
Why?
Patrick Swayze's coming in there, he'll cut off his financial sources. I mean, by getting rid of the bartender who was skimming, by getting rid of people that were doing dirty work, all that stuff. And, you know, it was coming out of Wesley's pocket, and he was doing the gangster thing. It was petty, but that's all it was.
And
it was
those are the guys.
Pride.
And those ended up all being the bad guys. Was the guys that he basically fired from the bar?
Yeah, it was his nephew that was the bartender that was skimming.
Yep.
So. I mean, it's just, you guys said that, let's see, what else was it? I can't even fucking remember. You got me all flustered, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. So Look, I just again, an 89 movie, and we had a trend of action films going on with action stars. You guys even named, I think you were talking about the scale of Steven Seagal to
Schwarzenegger, Stallone in the middle.
Point Break.
Yeah, I don't know. Seagal should be on the very end of that spectrum because he's fat fucking,
No. We're basing it on 1989 now.
He fell off the scale.
And in 1989, he was the same basically body type as Swayze and had more badass movies.
I don't remember Seagal ever taking his shirt off in a movie. I don't remember ever seeing him being fucking cut. I just remember him being all badass with his hands. He always had some kind of fucking... You know, he always had some kind of gi on or something, you know?
Basically, the movie he did with
Swayze.
No, Patrick Swayze was stupid. I know exactly which one you're talking about, but he was shirtless in like 80% of this movie.
He was.
And what I was thinking as this movie went on, I'm like...
Yeah.
So when you guys had said that he... I'll agree with you. I'll give you one thing. Okay.
Yeah, you will.
The sweatpants with the ballet shoes... and the little like the top with the shoulder falling off looking thing, that's not working for anybody. That's no matter how fucking ripped
did he have like these little drawstring pants? It had like a little V in it, fucking gay. Say that, but that was really fucking gay.
He looked like he was about to teach a dancing class. Not beat ass. So I will give you that one.
First of all, he did beat ass, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
The doctor.
Anyway. Another thing that bothers me, I'm going to say the things that bother me now, is that did you notice in that scene with the bad guy, the one that gets his fucking throat ripped out?
Yeah.
The one that fucks guys like you in prison.
Yeah, he does.
He does, like, when he first squares off and he's got that pool stick, he does like this whole fucking whoa thing, and then he catapults, you know, he pole vaults
Up
onto
yeah.
the stage, and then he immediately jumps off of the stage. So there was no point to him doing that whatsoever. Watch it again. He pole vaults onto the stage and then jumps off.
What do you mean, no point? He was showing everybody, don't fuck with me. Okay. I can pole vault.
How many panties do you think dropped when he did that?
Yeah.
None.
Exactly.
None.
That's why he was doing it.
Thank you, Laura.
And then when he pole vaulted, I don't know if that cue stick could have held him, to be honest. He just snapped in half.
Of course it would.
Against the fat guy, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he did. That's right.
Like the pole cue went into the belly of the fat guy and he pole vaulted up.
That's right.
You know, I stuck a pool stick into Lafayette's ass and broke it off.
All right.
Do you not remember the story?
I do remember the story. If you don't know, Joey, with the help of AI, wrote Roadhouse.
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 I fucking, the best part, my favorite part of the entire thing, one of my favorite parts is when I said, Carlos, get out of here, and before I'll stick something up your ass. And then Lafayette turns around and goes, well, you can stick something in my ass. And then I did.
Roadhouse.
Did you use for this AI? I mean,
gay
porn.
Gay porn.
I used AI Dungeon is the one I use that I pay for so that I don't get watched by the FBI. I do some pretty sick shit on there, but
what the hell?
I mean, I really push
Lafayette
it to the limits.
And then Lafayette goes, pain don't hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Pain don't hurt.
Hey, who wins? You know, did you notice I had Johnny in there?
Nobody ever wins a fight.
That's Johnny Buttstuff was my bartender.
He was a bartender.
And then I took his face and I pushed it down into the grill and I said, I'm cooking some rice. I know that was racist as shit.
You should have said sushi.
Yeah. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, you don't really cook rice on a grill.
Dumbass.
That's right. You don't cook sushi. Good call. Yeah.
What else? But what else do you have a problem with? Come on.
We don't have a problem. You came on here to complain.
Can I say something?
Hold on. Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely, Laura.
So Roadhouse 89, the hottest character by far from a female perspective, Sam Elliott. Like that fucking hair. And the black t-shirt and that, yes, like sign me up. He was super fucking hot. I've seen Sam Elliott in a lot of things, but I've never seen him look so hot as he did in that movie. And
that was his prime. My mother used to slobber over him. And ladies love Sam Elliott. He still looks fucking good, man. I mean, he's 100 and he still looks good.
Yeah, he was in Justified the last season. And I mean, he's an old man, but you're like, you know, he's charming and everything. That fucking hair, man.
Woo! Listen, Sam Elliott was about as believable as, I guess, 100-year-old Sam Elliott. He was just, that was like, come on, man. Couldn't beat
anybody. He kicked people in the knees. He knew how to take people down.
He couldn't beat anybody up. I could.
If you know how to fight, it doesn't matter what you're built like, Lafayette.
When that movie came out, I was 10-year-old. I would have whooped his ass. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you would have crumbled when that boot took your fucking kneecap off.
First of all, Roadhouse. So what else you got? What other gripe do you have? Or what do you want to say? Why do you love this movie so much, Joey? I mean, compared to
because
the new
I think
one.
It's the perfect fucking movie, man.
The perfect
I have a theory.
It's an action film. Okay, look, you have a great hero, an actor I admire. Now, you don't have to like Patrick Swayze. Obviously, I'm biased because I love Patrick Swayze. But you have a hero. You know, he's mysterious. You kind of know a little bit about his background, but not a whole lot. And he comes into this town, and you've got a love interest. They don't dwell on that too much. There's lots of fighting. There's a bad guy. You get the ending that you expect to get. You don't have to overthink it. And in the end, you're like, fuck yeah. All right, you have a big fucking problem with them collecting the guns and all running away there.
One of the worst endings of any movie ever.
What, Glenn Wesley getting killed? That's what we were all rooting for. That's what they wanted you to root for.
The fact that like five guys with shotguns shoot him, one guy gets all the shotguns, runs away for 30 seconds, comes back with no shotgun, the cops walk in like, hey, what happened? We don't know. We don't know. What the fuck? First of all, how did we get here? What's going on? Like, it was so dumb. I was like, oh, and there's dead bodies all around the property, too. And the cops
suspension
like,
of disbelief. Okay. You believe they're fucking vampires? Do you go into Morbius thinking, oh, there's no such thing as vampires, so I automatically hate this movie, even though it was obviously a piece of shit. But I mean, you know, okay, so it was a little stretch there with the shotguns. I mean, if you want to if you want to argue semantics about it, he probably took them, put them in his truck, told his buddy to drive them away. He went to a river and he dumped them. When the cops start searching the facility, they don't find anything. There you go. Now they can't match the buckshot to the shotguns.
Maybe they explain it in Roadhouse too. I have to watch it. Laura?
Maybe it's in the novel. You know, they wrote out the novel.
What? No, there's not a novel.
There should be.
There was the ending made me think of I don't remember the name of this guy, but there's a story from like the 60s or something, like the small town, and this guy was like the town asshole and the cops just like couldn't do anything about it, and then the whole like somebody shot him in the town square.
Yeah,
like in
I know
front
exactly
of
what you're talking about. This is a true story. He terrorized an entire town. And finally, somebody fucking killed him, and nobody would tell on who did it because they hated him so much.
Yeah, that's what it made me think of. And I was like, I wonder if that was kind of partially inspired with the thing that like everybody shot him and everyone put their guns away. And they're like, I didn't see
See, Lafayette, that also, fucking happened. That's a real story.
Shut up. Swayze's not even like the hero at the end either. It's the other guys with the shotguns, you know.
You're rooting for the little guy to stand up for himself.
Yeah, Swayze.
I have another theory about why Joey liked it so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why
is it gonna be gay?
Did 80s movies have so many fucking tits in them? Like was it PG-13 movie or was that an R movie?
That's
honestly,
an R movie
look
for
it up.
Sure.
Are you sure? Because
with the violence and the
different.
When the fact that he said I fucked guys like you in prison would have probably put it into R automatically.
Well, and just the violence and tearing out the throat, blah blah
it's
blah.
Just like so many titties. And
I'm telling you,
Where are their titties? The one girl's getting fucked in the back room with my guy.
The
like, you're gonna be my
fan stage.
Of that thing. Oh yeah.
There's the girls that Sam Elliott. He works at a strip club. Titties. There is the girls. Like he said, that was doing the strip tease, titties.
Wesley's
girl
girlfriend
fucked in the back room, titties.
Yep, titties.
The gingham dress girl that he fucked, titties.
Yep.
Also, 90% of them were fake, but the girl who did the strip tease, those were real. Those were nice. Prop sister. All the other ones were fake. Not into it.
That was the one thing I didn't complain about. So
I was not impressed with the amount of titties.
I have a problem with titties.
Fake titties.
No, fake titties. Real titties, I'm all good with. Fake titties, not good.
The main chick, real titties.
So. No, the main chick, those are fake.
We're going to get into talking about strippers and titties. You're going to get Laura upset again.
Titties.
I'm going to start crying.
I heard how these boys treated you after you told them about your experience at the strip club. Most about you crying over that girl, and they're all like,
most of the girls had real boobs, and I was happy about that. Most of the girls had real boobs.
So, yeah. So you guys both saw the new one. Yes. So we'll let you two go ahead and go out about the new one. Laura, what was your thoughts on the new one?
Fucking loved it. I was surprised at how much I liked it. I was like, this is going to be some dumbass shit. But I was totally into it. The fight scenes were really good. And as I was watching it, I was like, God damn, I want to learn how to fight. I've always wanted to learn how to fight. And this just nailed it home. And I even started Googling, like, you know, self-defense courses in my area. And they're like, if you want to learn fighting, you should start with Krav Maga, which is, you know, defensive fighting. And I'm like, I need to learn this. I don't know. It was awesome. And I think they did a really good job taking the spirit of the original Roadhouse and recasting it. The new location was super fun. They took out the throat ripping, which was great, but they had a little callback to it with the throat punch. Though he said, he's like, I broke your hyoid bone. I'm like, that's not going to strangle you, dude. Like, the hyoid bone is like up here. That does not obstruct your breathing, but crushing your windpipe certainly will, which is exactly what he did. But anyway, that's another thing. I really liked it. It was like a Jason Statham movie, but recast with a actually charming lead, because Jake Gyllenhaal is a super badass and he's super fucking hot, but he's like, oh, shucks, I'm such a sweet guy. And I'm like, yes, yes, you are. Yes, yes. Great. Good. Thank you. I thought he was so hot that I want like a Zohan situation here. Like the don't mess with the Zohan. Like when that fat chick came onto him and like the houseboat, I was like, just fuck her. Like be like Zohan. Like give the gift of Zohan to everybody you meet. I really liked it.
Oh Lord.
I really liked it.
Okay, may I? All right. Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse. Excrement. There's so many things wrong with this movie. Jake Gyllenhaal has Down syndrome, apparently. And yeah, he does have the aw shucks thing going on. Let me ask you this, okay? Has anybody ever, like, run a small business or even dealt with money before? Because $5,000 a week equates to $140,000 a year. And I'm pretty fucking sure that no bar makes that kind of money to where that's an easy expense to have.
And that piece of property is clearly like a multi-million dollar property,
but remember,
on the beach like that.
It was money for only a month. It wasn't
okay.
Like permanent.
All right. Fair enough. But the bar is like a banana stand with 10 people watching a band.
No, the bar was shit.
Okay. It was literally not even a building. It was like palm trees covering bamboo. This is not a money-making venture. I've been
Can't
to bars
Laura.
That make money. They don't look like that.
No, it's because you're very loud. You're high-pitched.
I didn't like the, well, you know, like you know what? I don't even want to get into a big thing about this because I don't like characters being changed dramatically, like fat white man being changed to black woman. And then they had to throw the token, I don't know, I guess the Pat character in there.
The butch
is bartender. Is it a man? Is it a woman?
Was it the fat one?
There was a whole lot of fucking bartender, woke going on
in
there.
It was a girl. Yeah, it was a girl.
It was definitely
I know,
a girl.
I'm being an asshole. I know it was a girl, but it's just, it felt very forced. Like they were checking all the boxes, and I'm tired of movies fucking doing that. You don't have to. It's just not necessary.
And
you know what?
I'm with you on that. All movies should be whitewashed. Next, Joy.
Yes, thank you. See, I'm glad now we're getting somewhere. You know, if we could just get the color out of movies and we'd be
just
getting
in general,
somewhere.
Just in general. Just make
in
them
general.
All black and white.
No, I mean, like,
no.
Just
no,
no
all white,
at all.
Lafayette. Just a white screen.
Are you not
That's
paying
what
attention?
We want.
I think we should be redoing black movies with white people. We should have Tom Hanks playing Shaft.
We do Roots?
You know, we could have Roots redone, and we could get like Jim Parsons to play Kunta Kinte. I mean, it'd be fucking great, man.
Quite interesting. Right? How about Malcolm X?
Malcolm X, another Tom Hanks vessel. I think that could be good for him.
Like, it's just all it is you show up to the studio. I got all these scripts, Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Malcolm X. Who's going to play the role? I think Tom Hanks in all of them. I think
Tom Hanks.
Give this to Tom. Tom would be great.
Tom Hanks, just the whitest actors in Hollywood. Tom Hanks, Jim Carrey. Uh-huh. I don't know who else. But like the Patrick idea Swayze. Of Jim Parsons. Well, that gay guy from Will and Grace, except make him like real manly. Make him not so, you know, lispy.
And David French, isn't that his name?
Oh, no. David French is from...
his name's not David French.
Third Rock from the Sun. Is
Gary his name's, name's something French. Else French. No, it's not Steve French. It's it doesn't
Jim
matter.
French.
It's Stuart French or something.
It doesn't matter. We just need Jean more Valjean white movies.
French.
I That's my not point.
White movies. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, I was saying... no, I think I'm done, actually. Oh, yes, and Conor McGregor was absolutely fucking horrifying to watch. That was the worst acting and an absolutely unnecessary character who made no fucking sense. Like,
I legitimately
crazy.
Thought his accent was fake, and then I looked him up. I'm like, oh, shit, he is Irish.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like an American trying to do an hardcore Irish guy. Yeah.
It was terrible. It's I don't like know what was happening there.
He was overdoing it, you know, his own accent. I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking the subtitles have got question marks, you know, like
but his fight scenes were bad fucking ass. He was a bad actor, but his fight scenes were fucking bad.
I mean, that was the point of him anyway.
He should have just been a silent character then. That would have been
he didn't talk.
a brooding fucking silent character that you're scared of. And that would have made it way more interesting if he just walks up and he beats ass and that's
still better than the original Roadhouse.
Fair.
Still better.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the actual villain, he had a point.
You think the villain? Okay. Do you think that villain's better than the old villain?
Yeah, because that villain wanted to build a resort. The only dumb part was, he really wanted the resort because he seemed to have money. Just overpay for the damn bar, like literally, like this. How much do you want for it? Never. Well, give me.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's got
estimate.
A price.
Okay,
everybody's got a
estimate
price.
Is you know $10 million. Okay, what if I did $25 million? You gonna turn that shit down?
I think he did embody some of the, like the very strange characteristics of the original Roadhouse, because Wesley, he was just a fucking weird ass dude in the original. And I feel like this guy was also very unpredictable. Like, I got the impression from both of them, from both villains from both movies, they are coked out as fuck. And so he might be different, but I feel like some of his key characteristics did make the jump.
See, I didn't take it that way. I took it as he's that son of the main boss, right? That we never see off screen, that has to prove himself. I don't need my dad.
That was dumb too. That was stupid.
Yeah.
That was an annoying part of the story.
Yeah.
Why even bother with that? I mean, dad's in
prison. Yeah, it did seem like a weird
dad's still running the business while in prison. Who cares?
Yeah, he's running the business in prison, and then when Conor McGregor shows up, he's like, you died, I don't know. Like what?
Didn't that story with his dad? Didn't it seem kind of secondary? Like it's like very background. Like you couldn't get invested
unnecessary.
In it, right? Yeah, very unnecessary. There was I had no emotion towards it one way or the other, because it just didn't really didn't play into the movie very well. And Conor McGregor, like, was he just switching fucking sides constantly, or he just that he's supposed to be that crazy?
No,
I think he was supposed to be that crazy.
Yeah, he's rogue. Yeah, exactly. He's just like, I do what I want to get it done, and I'm gonna get the shit done. Like,
didn't he betray him in the end? Wasn't there like
snapped his neck? So yes,
kills him. kills him.
Yeah, he didn't betray the dad though. Dad told him to go take.
That's
care
what it was.
Business.
The dad. Yep. He's just doing everything for the dad. Exactly. He didn't care for the kid.
And so, but the guy was crazy. I don't remember that actor's name, the one that plays the villain. But like when they were doing like the shaving scene on the boat, I'm like, this guy is fucking nuts. And I think that.
Think about was it. This, just
there,
think
was,
about point. It.
Who was the guy that got his throat chopped and put in the pool?
Henchman.
No, nobody
Henchman
answered.
Henchman number four.
No, wasn't that a famous rapper or something? Wasn't there somebody in this fucking movie? You guys know what I'm talking about? Hold on, I'm going to the.
Oh, you're thinking about Post Malone. He was in the
Post Malone. Yeah,
he was.
Wasn't Post Malone in there?
He was only at the beginning. That's it. Only the beginning.
Oh, he was the guy that got slapped, right? When Jake did all that slapping.
No.
He's the guy who refused to fight. Which, by the way, that
was awesome. He's the guy who refused to fight the very beginning. He was like, I ain't fighting him. Hell no.
The CGI fight at the beginning?
No, I didn't.
Where nobody wanted to fight him because it was like, man, this guy's tough. And then Jalen Hall showed up.
And that's where she finds him. It's like, oh, this is the guy I want. Yeah.
So
Post Malone. So you're talking about the UFC fight? I mean, not the UFC, like the underground brawl, the one that they were all betting on and shit. Okay, yeah. That was Post Malone.
He's a fat tattooed dude. That's before he lost all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. What I mean, it's like we said on the last episode. It would have been better if she got Gyllenhaal as a lawyer, right? Come to my bar. Why? I have a problem. And then the whole thing's just litigation. That's all. Like how much do you want? And then it's just a court thing. It would have been a better movie.
Did you guys like the new one, Carlos Lafayette? I don't remember.
I did. I liked it. 3.5.
Good. I think McGregor ruins it, but it's a fun movie. It's over the top. And the other part is at the very end when the guy walks in and goes, "The bar still open after the fucking boat flies into it." I thought, was it open the whole time though? Because it's empty now. There's nobody here. Did you not get business? Is it open only at certain hours? She makes it sound like it's the resort place everybody goes to hang out. There's nobody there.
One thing that happens in both of the movies is that a beer bottle breaks on chicken wire. Fucking impossible. It happens in both movies. Yeah. I just like to point that out. That's I don't know if they. I think they intentionally did it as a callback to the first one. Because I always thought, like, has anyone never thrown anything at chicken wire? It'll just fucking fold, man. It's not. Break a beer bottle on it.
There were a lot of references to the original. Did you notice that the bookstore, which again, I mean, that serves as like the hardware store in the first one, right next to the bookstore was a bar called the Double Deuce.
It was a cafe.
It was called the Double Deuce. And I was like, oh, I thought immediately, I'm like, oh, that's where he's going. Nope, not where he's going. And then at the part where, you know, what's his fuck from UFC, the Irish guy, and they were fighting. Somebody, I don't know who it was. Somebody screamed, "Be nice!" through the whole, like, through one of the fights, and I was like, "Ha!"
Yeah, it happened. It happened during a very the "be nice" thing happened during a very intense action part.
Yeah,
and you can almost miss it, and it was very out of place. I was like, "What?"
It was weird, but I was like, "All right, call back, I guess."
I think it would have been funny if the whole movie was about the cafe. That's it. The Double Deuce.
I think that if I had any hand in making that movie, there's no way in hell I would have let it been finished without adding, "I used to fuck guys like you in prison." If that's not said in the movie, it's not getting made. Got to work that in there somehow.
There's so many questions about that in the middle of that fight. Like, what
McGregor may have said it, but his accent is such shit. You just can't understand.
Yeah. Like, I was like, "You in prison?" Like, is that what? Yeah. What do what now?
You, I'm sorry. Something about person. Yeah.
Be nice. Excuse me, sir. Like, just horrendous. And the boat through the bar. I was like, I get the big set piece. I was like, that's so silly. But
I love the "Just to fuck guys like you in prison" because it's like it's something that I want to say to someone in real life. You know, it's like, could you imagine, right? You're out drinking, you're at a bar in real life, man. And somebody's like, "Take it outside." You're like, "Let's fucking go, Cupcake." And you get out there and you're like, "I used to fuck guys like you in prison." Dude's going to be like, "I don't know how to react to that."
Oh, the fight's going to go back inside. You can
like, stay out here. Are you saying I'm pretty, or are you saying you used to fuck? Like,
no, the fight's have you ever seen those prank videos where people will go and pick on somebody and like try to start a fight, and as soon as they're about to fight, they pull their pants down and they're like, "What the fuck?" And the people just walks away like, I'm good.
No, I haven't. Like, but that's
there's a guy that does funny. That. He does those videos where he'll just pull his pants down. They're like, "What the like, bro?" Like, Oh, like right away the homophobic kicks in. Like, no, I will not fight you.
Well, I think it's not just homophobia. It's just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a whole new level of crazy that people are like, nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
What makes that homophobic?
Yeah.
Where's the fear? Anything. Where's the fear?
I'm trying to. I was trying to ignore that, Carlos.
It's the fear of the guy thinking this is gay. I don't want any part of it.
That's not homophobic.
So fucking tired of the word phobia being used.
Me too. Because it's like, okay, I'm not afraid of it, just because I don't invite it into my life. I'm not afraid of it. So dumb.
I'm not afraid of fat people. I'm not afraid of gay people. I'm not afraid of trans people. It'd be like me. People don't like me being a cigarette smoker. What am I going to call them? Smokophobic? I mean, it's fucking stupid, right?
Yeah, it's really
actually
stupid.
I quite like that, and I think I'm going to start using that. You're smokophobic. I like that.
You don't like my cigarette smoke? You're smokophobe.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and now in 2024, that's a legit gripe. You could say that. It offends me that you don't let me smoke in your restaurant. You smokophobe.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to start pulling some shit like that.
Or vape phobic. I guess in your case, it would be vape phobic.
Yeah, I haven't smoked a cigarette in fucking, I don't know, 8 years more.
Oh, good for you.
Because you're afraid of them.
You're just smokophobic.
They're disgusting now. Ever since I started vaping, I'm just like, ugh, cigarettes, gross. Like, because all I want is the nicotine. Like, the taste and the smell of cigarettes are nasty.
Look, as a long-term smoker, I can tell you, I fucking hate it too. I hate the way I smell. I know when I go to work, it's in my clothes. It's in my truck.
Vape, man. And all day.
Not trying to stay addicted to nicotine. I'm trying to fucking quit.
Yeah, but at least you wouldn't stink. That's the thing. Like, you can be addicted to nicotine, and honestly, it's just as expensive. But at least you won't stink.
I hate the smell.
I'd stink anyway.
It's the worst. It is the absolute worst. People that I know that smell, like, I'm like, oh my god, dude. Like, when they talk to me, I'm like, oh fucking A, dude.
People don't like the way you smell either, Lafayette.
Like lube and like, disappointment.
Smell like magic. Yeah. You know what magic smells like?
Roadhouse.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Hi there. This is Tom from the DPA, letting you know that we have a brand new service. That's right. The DPA, the first ones to bring you dick pic analysis, where you send a dick pic in and we tell you who it is, where they work, where they're from, religion, and so forth, have upgraded our technology. You've probably heard of our crime division, where you can send a dick pic in and we tell you the whereabouts of that criminal. Well, now we've incorporated artificial intelligence. That's right, AI. You no longer have to send a dick pic in. Just go onto our website, dickpicanalysis.com, and enter our chat box and describe what the dick looks like. Additional information might be needed, but we'll get you the same results. But wait, there's more. We're now up to 11% accurate on all our results due to artificial intelligence. And the results are remarkable. Did you ever see your father naked as a child and haven't seen him in over 30 years, but you remember what his dick looked like? Go to our chatbot, type it in, and we'll find him for you. Have you ever been carjacked by a naked man and you saw his dick? Go ahead and join our chatbot and let us know. We'll find him for you. How about a one-night stand that you thought was the one? Chatbot, description, we'll find him. There's so many possibilities with our new artificial intelligence. And now that we're up to 11% accuracy, the results are going to blow your mind. The DPA, always here for you, for all your dick pic needs.
The DPA chatbot might be slightly racist and rude. The results that you get all depends on the keywords that you use. We suggest you do not use the following words. Shaft, footlong, Cobra Kai, Daniel Day-Lewis, manhole, and Corvette. The DPA is not responsible for your actions if we give you the wrong information. But we also are now 11% accurate, so suck on that, Steve Jobs.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and Joey Valentine, and I'm Lafayette.
Roadhouse.
Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends. Every Friday, new episodes of Nerds Talking the Podcast, and of course on YouTube under Nerds Talking Podcast, where you can catch all episodes. And you can listen to Joey Valentine Show, the Joey Valentine Show, on all platforms, including YouTube.
It's not called the Joey Valentine Show, you knob.
Damn it, Fat Guy Loves Cake. You no longer, he used to do two shows. That's right. Now,
Fat Guy Loves Cake is the podcast, folks, and the YouTube channel is the Joey Valentine Show.
There we go.
Fat Guy Loves Cake. Fat Guy Loves Cake
is the podcast, Joey Valentine.
Fat Guy, less fat guy loves cake.
Yeah.
10 pounds down now, so.
10 pounds down.
Lafayette. Lafayette.
And Laura has, of course, Impolite Society. So check that out. So a lot of podcasts converging.
You so you're doing that again?
If you have a 300 slice cake, you take away 10 slices, you still got a cake. Okay? Don't give me this less cake bullshit. You're still fat.
Hey, you know what?
Whoa.
That's fat shaming. Oh, and that's fat shaming. Phobia. I will. Phobia. Fat fucking you know? Phobia. You're just scared of my fat, man.
Right.
That's the fucking okay. problem, man.
Speaking of being scared of fat, I have an update on my Fen-Fen.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My one Fen update.
That's right.
I thought Fen-Fen was illegal.
It is. You got to listen to past episodes. My one Fen, my Fentramine thing. So I met with my weight loss specialist doctor. I have been upping my dose of Fentramine and I'm like, this is not working. It's not fucking doing anything. So I have decided I am progressing to the next level. I'm going to get an injectable. So something along the line of the Ozempics, the
and all that.
Yeah. Zepbound, all that kind of stuff. The doctor said, I would 100% prescribe it to you. It is on a national shortage. Every single one of these drugs you cannot find. And she's like, it doesn't make sense for me to prescribe it to you because you have to like dose up, you know? And she's like, you're not going to be able to find it. She said, you know, call me back in a month or so and we can talk about where things are. I'm like, fuck that. I've seen these shortages go around and around and around with every single one of these fucking drugs. So you know what I fucking did?
To Mexico.
What did guesses? You do?
You
oh,
called
yeah.
Canada?
I bought fucking shady-ass fruit. I ordered it online through a provider that was recommended to me through Reddit. It arrives on Friday. I can't fucking wait.
Where's it coming
skinny,
from?
Bitches.
Where's it
came
coming
out
from?
Of my vagina.
Yeah. Where's it coming from?
What's in my vagina?
Babies, dummy. They come out of there.
No, the baby factory is shut down.
No, just in general. It's like playing. This is like playing Jeopardy.
Like everything comes out of my vagina.
Yeah.
Like,
name things. This name things come out of it. Okay.
Stick it up your fucking ass.
This is Joey's show, essentially.
Wait, how do you know this stuff is legit, though? This stuff that you ordered.
Okay, I don't know 100%, which is absolutely true.
What are those
but
pixie dicks? Just sugar.
Here's the thing is that the drug is on a national shortage. There are a ton of people who have legitimate prescriptions that are seeking for the outside. And because here's the kind of like loophole, right? Because these drugs are legitimately on a national shortage, the companies Nordisk, Eli Lilly, they cannot enforce their patent because the FDA has decided that when a drug is on a national shortage, other people can circumvent the patent. So there are compound pharmacies that are making the same thing. Do I know it's 100%? No, absolutely not. I do not. But I'm willing to risk it. So I am starting my journey. If well, I could right. have gotten it legitimately, I would have done it. I can't, so I'm doing it.
And when does
way.
This show up? When does this show up?
Friday.
Friday. Okay, so starting next week, it'll be just Lafayette and I on Nerd Talking podcast because I don't know what Noah's putting into her body.
Yeah, we'll let you know when the services are. What the hell?
No, look, dude, my boss takes it works. Ozempic, and he offered to get it for me, and I was like, no, because man. It'll be like 10 years from now, there'll be fucking lawyer commercials. Did you take this drug and call this number? And I'm not going to be part of that, man. I don't want to get gynecomastia or whatever the fuck.
And have a vaginal
mesh problem or whatever. Yeah. I don't fucking need that from taking some drugs.
You don't want to get homophobia or whatever the hell.
Fun fact, we all think like in the market, like we're general population. We all think like, oh, this just came out. These drugs have been studied for over 20 years. Just FYI, I'm not saying that that's not impossible because it's definitely possible. It could come out that there's a thing that like it causes whatever. But they have been studied for over 20 years. They just recently hit the market.
I mentioned it a couple shows ago, but apparently there has been rumor or truth that Rebel Wilson used Ozempic to lose her
truth.
Lose
it
her
just
weight.
Came out like she said it. Yeah.
And Fatty McGee from overseas, Adele.
Yeah.
I 100% believe it.
Rebel Wilson.
I would love to follow in their footsteps. I want to lose 50 pounds so fucking bad. Oh my God.
Man, you got to earn that shit, man.
Oh, don't get me started.
Also,
me and Lafayette, I can fight with you all about earning it or not earning it. It's all the same. However you do it, you fucking earned it. You did it.
What's a
you
fun
did
fact?
It? You earned it.
Fact:
humans eat more bananas than monkeys.
That's a fun fact. Oh, that's I 100% actually a fun
believe
fact.
Believe that.
That fact.
When was the last time
fun.
You ate a monkey?
you guys
Never?
Are so fucking
like
stupid.
6 weeks ago.
Last time I ate a banana was like. Two
but it was like
ago.
One of those circus cracker monkeys. Mm. So.
I ate a monkey animal cracker. Does that count?
I just said that. I just fun fact. Laura repeats me like a parrot.
I'm mansplaining for you. I'm
Earn
mansplaining
your shit.
For
Earn
you.
Earn your yeah. jokes, Laura.
Earn your jokes, Laura. Don't you come in here and no matter how you get it, you get it.
Thanks, Carlos
Mencia. Like, oh, jinx.
I'm a choke.
Roadhouse.
So Carlos and Laura actually met up in person. You have to understand, Laura lives in St. Louis. Carlos
Missouri.
Lives in Missouri. Carlos lives in Northern California, and they converged in San Diego. And how was that meeting of the Avengers?
I thought it was awesome. It was very short because I had to get ready for my flight. My dad the whole time was like, Laura, we got to go. Laura, we got to go. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm already halfway packed. Shut up. But it was great. I love seeing him in person. Your son is so cute. I enjoyed talking with him so much. And so did Charlotte. Our kids played. It was delightful. They were fucking adorable.
That's very cool that you guys met. I would love to come out to California and meet the boys.
You don't get on planes.
No, but I've driven to California before.
Oh, well,
it's a long fucking drive.
From Texas?
Get your ass.
The longest part of that drive is actually just getting out of Texas. Like going from Houston to El Paso is longer than El Paso to LA.
That's a hell of a drive.
Damn.
Texas is fucking huge, man.
Where's Fort Hood? There's a buddy of mine was stationed there, and he would drive to California from Fort Hood.
I don't know. I mean, I know of it, but I don't know where it is.
Okay.
No, it was cool. It was nice meeting Laura in person finally, and I met her whole family. I think, except
for her
mom.
It was so weird. Like my whole family went through like the condo at the time. I'm like, okay, this is my dad. This is my daughter. This is my uncle. This is my aunt. This is my cousin. This is my second cousin. It's like the whole family came through the living room on scooters at some point.
Yeah, I wish it was longer, and I wish LaFia would have shown up. Yeah. He chickened out because he's afraid of rain. Johnny was supposed to surprise everybody and show up, but he had a family situation, so he couldn't show up. But no, it was good times. I enjoyed
it. Where the fuck is Johnny?
His daughter's dealing with medical issues.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, personal problems. Gotcha. Fort Hood is in central Texas. It's between me and Dallas.
Yeah.
It's about 2.5 hours from me.
Whoa. Are you so big now that they've made you a landmark in Texas?
Yeah,
if you go on the Google Texas.
I open up Google Maps. Let's see, Houston.
Like, Joey, pin Joey.
Dallas.
Joey and Houston or Dallas.
Give me directions to Big Fat Guy to Fort Hood. My God,
Carlos,
you have to buy two tickets now for two. I'm sorry,
you are taller than I expected to be. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Hey, me too.
Taller.
I am also 6'2".
My
I'm guessing
Lafayette's
5'10".
Yeah, he does seem a little short. How old are you?
Nope. You're close.
5'8".
How old are you? How tall are you? Tall. Uh-huh. I've been drinking.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11". Just like right at with shoes, I'm 6 foot, of course, but.
Yeah. My husband is 6 foot, and just those 2 inches, man, they make a difference. You seem so much taller.
You guys have the same dad?
Who?
No, Laura. Laura and Carlos.
You're Mexican.
Who's
Mexican? Correct.
They're Portuguese, asshole.
Do you have... No, they're Mexican.
My dad's not tall.
All the fucking same.
He wasn't tall at all.
He was 6 foot.
Yeah, he's my height, essentially. Yeah.
Hey, 6 foot is tall for a Mexican.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
Six foot tall
that.
For a Portuguese, though.
6 foot tall for a Portuguese. Yeah.
No, 6 foot tall for a human. I mean, really, you know, like.
Actually, it's totally average. 6 foot is totally average.
You think so? Because, man, everyone in this fucking state seems. Well, women in Texas are like average 5'2". And as 6'2", I feel like I'm fucking towering over them. And also, it is actually like 65% Mexican where I live. And they're very short people.
They're short,
They are short, yeah.
And you have the Mexicans that are, they're a little bit different.
You know,
this does not seem right. 5'9" is the average height for the American man. That does not seem
right. About right.
Called it. I told you 6'2".
Yeah, you're right.
That's about right. That's about
I knew
right.
It was above average.
I knew.
I thought it was 6 foot. I didn't think 6'2" was average. I thought 6 foot was average. I'm wrong.
No.
I just wish that my dick matched my height. That's the problem.
How would you walk around?
Sorry, did I say that aloud?
Wait, match your height? Like the same.
No, I just mean proportionate, you know, like you think you'd be dragging
that shit behind you.
Yeah. Would you show it off more? Is that the plan? Like, what would be like?
Did you want to see it right now, Lafayette? Because I do have video going here. The problem is that it's kind of hiding under my fat. So if there wasn't a lady present, I'd show it to you. But
like drowning.
I don't think that anybody needs to see it.
No
lady
one needs
present
to see
or
any.
Not.
No,
yeah.
No.
Laura, this is a guy
that dick
thing.
Before. They all
it.
Generally seem the same.
Daily.
He needs to see my balls at some point because it's fucking funny. Here, look at this.
What? What the?
No. What is it?
Is that a fleshlight?
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, actually, it goes to a rather exceptional device I bought recently called
the penis pump.
The penis pump, yes. The German-made penis pump. This thing about tore my dick off, man.
It's not Swedish? Like Austin Powers said?
No, it's not Swedish. I bought this thing as a, I don't really know why, because I just do weird shit. That's what I do. When I first turned it on, if you don't stop it, it keeps going. It just keeps tugging until...
Is it electronic? Yeah.
And so like there's my dick like stretched out to like a noodle. And, you know, before I finally realized to hit the button to make it go, I was freaking out because I couldn't pull it off of my dick because it was suctioned onto my body. And my dick was getting stretched. And I'm like, oh,
stretched
my God, I'm going to lose my dick.
Stretched her.
Have you been drinking too?
I like how grammar.
It pulled on it so hard his grammar turned to shit.
His fucking brain started losing oxygen. He got dumber as it started.
I didn't want to please Lord, don't let me go this way. Like, don't let them find me.
That would have been
one,
the best.
One part of the room is the pump with my dick in it right. And then me bleeding out on the bed. Like, I just can't.
That'd
I'll never
top
live
Yahoo
that down.
Story on Yahoo News. That'd have been all over. Oh, man, Joey's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
another Robin Williams.
Yeah. Hold on.
Just.
I was going to show it to you, but it's out of reach.
Is it out of reach or you just can't bend over that far?
No, just fuck you. No, it's all the way across the room.
Oh no, so far.
I'm fucking wearing wired headphones, dickhead. Stop making fat jokes.
You are the worst.
So
a donut you reach it.
But yeah. So what else is going on? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, penis pump, man. That's what's going on.
That's a wild thing there.
Oh, next time I'm on the show, I'm gonna sing a song, right? I'm gonna sing a song real quick for you. Here it goes.
Yeah. Here we go. Joey Valentine. What's the name of the song?
Lafayette.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the song?
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Oh, it's Roadhouse song. I got you.
Yeah. Like you in prison.
Uh-huh.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
This is not very good so far.
Lafayette. I used to fuck.
It's punk
rock. We get it.
Like you.
I used to fuck guys
like you in prison.
Roadhouse. My goodness. I mean, what a song. Could you imagine if that was the theme song to the movie?
That song was called "I Used to Fuck Guys Like You."
No shit.
In case you didn't know, that's what I named that song. Yeah, like, I've been waiting all night to play that for you.
I like how it had one chord.
It had three chords. Thank you.
I don't know.
Anyone looking to cover it, it's an E C G. So
it had more chords than lyrics.
I'm gonna go to karaoke. Yeah. You guys got the Roadhouse song? Sure. That's banned here. No, play with the Roadhouse song.
I'm going to record a full version of "I Used to Fuck Guys Like You in Prison," and then it'll say Lafayette in parentheses.
But I want you to actually have real lyrics about Roadhouse, the movie, though. Like,
No, I'll lead it up to it'll. I'll do it from the protagonist's point of view, and you're the villain.
Yeah.
You're the villain, No, wait. No, because I'm saying
you'd have to be the villain.
You're the villain.
I'm the villain. Dalton.
Yeah, you're Dalton. And I'm gonna and I can sing about how I because I'm a homophobe. And but I really have feelings for you.
That's true.
And I envy Lafayette, so I want to fuck him.
It's the craziest threat ever, though. It's the craziest threat ever. Just like you said, go behind somebody at a bar and just like put your hand on a shoulder and then whisper into his ear. So fuck guys like you in prison. Is that a turn on? It's like, oh, ooh, well.
Well, now you're making it a little too intimate. I mean, but if you, I mean, we're talking about like it's already that guy might be like,
hey, whatever he's drinking.
He's going to be like, check, please.
Yeah. I'll buy him a drink.
Like, slip you a hotel key. No, if you're outside, like there's a big group of people, men and women, you know, but you could be like, you know what, man? I used to give hand jobs to guys like you behind 7-Eleven. Then you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what does that even mean? You try and dissect it. Your brain can't process
that. You have questions after that.
Yeah. You'd be like, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Quiet.
We got to get into this. Yeah.
Hold on. Like, what do you mean you used to fuck guys like me in prison? What? Yeah. Can you break that down for me? Am I being insulted or complimented?
Do you like my hair? Like, what is this about?
And yet, Joey's emphasizing you used to. What do you mean you used to? Can you have, do you have room for one more?
What is that prison anymore?
Can you give me that experience? Are you good? That's a good question, too. Well?
Did he stop after getting out of jail? That's a good question, too.
Like, and were those men satisfied or were they willing participants?
It's very unclear. Or is it like I make people like you my bitch? Like,
that's what he meant. Clearly.
Yeah, but it's just.
What did he word that wrong, though?
Except for the one guy who does his taxes.
You know what? You could write an entire like term paper on this. Like, wouldn't that be great to turn that into a college course? Like, what's your paper on? I broke down this one line in a movie. I used to fuck guys like you in prison. And it gets, like, all exponential and
super.
Shit. And
just about, like about the like the white power group in prison and the Muslims and the gangs and how it breaks down and all the hierarchy of prison.
Conspiracy theories and shit. You just,
it's not a bad title for an academic paper on prison society. It's actually not bad.
It's very unique. I mean, I bet a professor would be like, well, okay, that's a pretty cool
but
take
like,
on.
Could you imagine title reading the whole grabber. Thing? Reading the whole thing, say it's like 10 pages, that he's like, this is really good. The last sentence, Roadhouse. Like, wait, what? Oh, come on. I just got roadhoused. It's like people, what's that? A Rickrolled.
I say roadhouse to the AI on that story, it constantly would question what I was doing. It would say, okay, for some reason you say roadhouse and everyone looks confused. And so I had to explain to the AI, I was like, it means something is awesome. And then I said roadhouse again, and it was like, oh, everyone now understands.
Like, it's like we were saying, it has like a false myth where Peter Griffin made it seem even cooler
Peter
than it
Griffin
was.
Griffin made it cool.
Like, oh, Roadhouse. Like, okay.
Listen, you guys have sex sometimes, right? Not you, Laura.
All of us at once.
I want one of you guys
it's
to.
An online orgy.
When one of you guys reach your climax, say Roadhouse.
Say Roadhouse.
And then report back to us on how that goes. And if you don't have the balls to do it, I'll do it if I ever have sex
again.
Here's
the thing. I could tell you this.
Just abuse your penis pump and say Roadhouse at the end.
Yeah.
But no one will be there to prove that I did it.
It wouldn't make sense to the other person on my end. So that's the thing. You're like, what the fuck?
That's even better.
Yeah. Roadhouse. That's kind of the point of Roadhouse. Saying Roadhouse. Yeah. Yeah. Roadhouse. Well, there you go.
Roadhouse.
I think that's all we got. Laura, do you have anything else for me?
I had a fun time in San Diego. I'm sorry I missed the show, but I had a great time. Good to meet Carlos. Next year, Lafayette, mark your calendars. March.
Yeah.
I
had hotels booked. I bought tickets to fucking Legoland. And then they're like, there's thunderstorms coming to San Diego over the weekend.
And you're like, oh, it rained.
I'm not scared of rain. Somebody else is scared of rain. So, you know. So, and then what sucks is Legoland doesn't let you do refunds or anything, even though you bought it digitally. And from what Carlos told me, adults should never go to Legoland.
I'm not like, without children.
I'm stuck with these tickets that are worthless. And they're expensive as shit. God damn it. Like, Legoland is just horrible. Just
you're
horrible.
A dink. You're fine.
Stop whining.
But I'm going to, like I said, it's like I said, I go there to check it off my list. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, whatever. I've been there, so whatever. All right. Well, Carlos, anything else?
I recently got banned from Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
For a stupid remark.
Oh, what was it? What was it?
Well, after spending a week in San Diego, I come to realize I now hate all Tesla drivers. These people are all entitled. They run traffic lights. They stop their cars wherever they want. They double park. It's ridiculous. It wasn't some of them. It was almost all of them. So I just wrote on Twitter, some days you just feel like punching a Tesla driver in the face because they're all
violence,
assholes.
Violence, inciting violence.
Yeah.
Not to mention Elon Musk fucking owns X.
You got banned or did you get suspended?
No, suspended. Suspended.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Not banned.
That platform's been pretty fucking open about letting people get away with everything. See, you shouldn't have badmouthed Tesla. That's the problem.
That's probably what it is because you can clearly go on there and watch murder and beatings and stabbings.
Yeah,
and
there's violent fucking killings on X.
You talk about punching somebody, a Tesla driver in the face.
You got to know your boundaries, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave Elon alone.
This is what I was going to tell you. Oh, you're going to find this fascinating. Okay. So I went to church. Ooh, crazy. Son. That's fascinating. Just
whoa,
by itself.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Easter.
Yeah, yeah. And
he
after
is
that,
risen, so
they had
people
something
around me say.
Oh yeah, they had something called Mingle and Mimosa. Yeah, just come on out. So you go across the street to this big hall, whatever. You grab your
It's got booze. I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. You grab your drink. You grab. They had donuts. They had a ton of shit. Donuts and fruit and candy and cookies. Whatever. Ton of shit. Right. Everybody sit at a random table though. Don't just.
Joey.
Just don't sit with, you know, people you know. So, okay, you sit at a table, whatever. This guy sits beside me. He's kind of yoked. Like, he's pretty, like, big. He's probably, like, 6'3". Tatted up. I mean, just tatted up like crazy. First thing I think is...
What did you say? What is yoked?
What the fuck is yoked? Is he drunk?
Well, someone jacked. They're jacked.
Someone's jacked. When someone's
I don't speak gay California.
So, first thought is... Is this dude like he's must like a male stripper? Because his shirt's he has a button shirt that's like wide open, only like two buttons. He has like chains all over his rib. Like he just looks like he's about 30 minutes away from a gig he's about to leave to. Come to find out, he's the son of the guy that created Chippendales. And he goes
that's
and tells
awesome.
Us, he tells us the whole story about his dad and how his dad, because his dad killed himself.
And his dad killed himself?
So his dad hired somebody to murder his partner at Chippendales because he wanted to fund all 100% of the role.
Oh, so he hired his partner. He hired somebody to kill Dale? Somebody to kill Dale. Got it.
Yep. And long story short, if he would go to jail, the government would seize all his assets and his ex-wife would get nothing. So he killed himself so that the government couldn't seize any of the assets. So Chippendales went to the wife.
Okay, now I'm fascinated and I want to look up the history of Chippendales. Go on.
Oh, just watch the show on Hulu. It's really good. It stars the guy from Indian guy from Eternals. He was also from Silicon Valley. I forgot his name. You know what I'm talking about. Indian guy got yoked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got jacked.
He got yoked.
Yeah. And
can I have one of you guys' Hulu's password? Because I'm not giving them money anymore.
Oh, Kumail. I didn't know he was.
There you
on
go.
That.
Yeah. So he tells the whole story at this thing that we're at, like, and how he's suing his aunt and uncle, and he's because they got the rights to Chippendales after his mom died, because he's only 10 years old, so he couldn't get the rights, went to the aunt and uncle. The aunt and uncle sell the rights to remember that guy, Ron Perlman? No, not Ron Perlman. Lou Pearlman. You guys remember Lou Pearlman?
Lou Pearlman, dead now.
He's the guy that ripped off NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, NSYNC, dude, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
from Florida. Yeah.
He got the rights to Chippendales. He sold it to a New York hedge fund who now owns it.
Was he Indian? This guy is Indian.
Yeah, his dad's Indian. His mom's white. Yeah. His mom's Dutch. Yeah. His name is Christopher. And he has a company called Strippendales. And Chippendales sued him. He sued him back. It's just like he told me this whole story. Like, he spent the whole time talking about himself. I was just fascinated. Like, this.
So when you were done, did you like slip a dollar into his waistband and get thanks, man?
Right? Well worth it. So then I told him, I said, yeah, I haven't seen that show on Hulu yet. That's fucking bullshit. Don't watch that shit. Then he goes on about it, right? And I was like, oh, which part of it? All of it. And all I thought to myself is, dude, you were 3 years old and your dad offed himself. You know nothing really about the story of Chippendales. And according to what I've read, most of it, yeah, I'd say 30% of it's bullshit because I have to make a lot of it up. Of course, it's a fucking TV show. But the facts are all there. I'm like, it's all there, everything. He tried to burn down clubs in LA that were competing against them. You know, his dad, like, he'd hire people to burn down clubs. He tried to kill two people.
Big mafioso type.
You know what? It's funny. He really wasn't. But that's just his mentality of, I can't have competition. I created Chippendales. No one else can have this but me. And the dude was so making money hand over fist, but he couldn't let it go. No one was allowed to compete. Anyway, watch the show. It's really good on there. And if you watch, if you also watch, I think it's called The Chippendale Murders, also on Hulu. Just watch the very last episode. It's a 4-part documentary. The last episode covers the prior three shows. You can watch only that one. And his son is in it, so you can see him in it. But
this sounds like the best trip to church in the world.
Right?
If every, just meeting this if dude. Every Sunday I could meet do somebody something different. Like this. Yeah, sure. Right?
Oh, it was fast. He gave me his number. Dude, you know. And he sounds super bitter that he doesn't own the name Chippendale.
I would be too. How much money is he fucking missing out on?
Oh, I'd he's be missing bitter. Out millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions.
I don't blame him.
But the thing is, he has no right to
but
it.
But why didn't his mom leave it to him?
Exactly.
So his mom died of breast cancer when he was 10.
Hmm.
And she thought that her sister would take care of it and take care of the kids with it. Well, the sister was like, nope, I'm taking this
gotta
shit.
Put that, gotta put that shit in writing. That
I'm making millions off of it. And then once I make enough, I'm going to sell this shit to the next person and make more money and so on and so forth.
He got fucked. That sucks.
So,
nice catch.
So, yeah, just wild. But, yeah, that's what I wanted. That was like 2 weeks ago, actually. And I kept thinking, that's something I want to talk about. And it was Chippendales. Watch the show on Hulu, though. It's pretty good. Chippendales story on Hulu. So. Check that out. That's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
For Laura.
Goodbye.
For Joey.
Whoops.
And I'm Lafayette. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll catch you next time.